Humans have been on this planet for a very long time. For most of that time, they knew nothing about nitrogen. It's really not until the last, about 150 years that humans even knew nitrogen existed. Yet, they knew how to grow food. And so they didn't know anything about fertilizers. They just realized that if you had some manure there, the food grew better. If you had some plant that had little pea pods on it, it grew better. And so there was a working knowledge of how to feed themselves.
How much of a difference has it made in terms of agricultural production?
Well, the discovery in 1903 of the first Haber coming with the beginnings of the Haber-Bosch process was huge. I mean, that was produced. We now can make all the fertilizer, nitrogen fertilizer, we want just by that one process that takes molecular nitrogen out of the atmosphere and puts it in the landscape. So that's really good news. But the other side of that is that you have all this fertilizer being put on the ground, then some of it goes to grow food, most of it is lost to the environment. In fact, most of the nitrogen that we consume as protein is lost to the environment through human excretion.
So there was, is it right to say that there was a scarcity and then, like you say, we kind of went to almost too much?
Well, in 1898, Sir William Crookes, the president of the British Association of Advancement of Science, said that the civilized world is running out of nitrogen to grow wheat to feed the people of the civilized world. Now, that may not have been much more than just Great Britain at the time. But the point was, you need to have another source. And so he challenged the chemists to take molecular nitrogen out of the atmosphere and make ammonia. And Fritz Haber and Karl Bosch, two Germans, did it. And so this was, that really turned the whole food production system around. We hadn't had that Haber-Bosch process that takes molecular nitrogen out of the atmosphere and makes ammonia. We'd have a planet of only 4 billion people instead of 7 billion.
And, of course, a lot more on the way. So, and given that, I suppose, why is too much potentially a problem, too much nitrogen?
So this nitrogen that gets lost to the environment causes a cascade of effects. So there's a smog, particulate matter in the atmosphere, acid rain, a loss of biodiversity in grasslands and forests, coastal eutrophication, dead zones, hypoxia, climate change, greenhouse effect, destruction of stratospheric ozone. That's all due entirely or partially due to excess nitrogen in the environment.
So what can be done about that?
Most of it is, well, reactive nitrogen is put in the atmosphere, is put in the environment by two processes, burning fossil fuels and producing food. Burning fossil fuels is just producing nitrogen pollution by accident. We don't mean to produce nitrogen oxides. They just go up. It's like CO2. It goes in the atmosphere. There's good technology now. So slowly the emissions of that kind of pollution are decreasing. So that's a good news story. For growing food, you have to look at the entire food chain. You go from the field to the farmer to the processor to the distributor to the store to the consumer. And so at one end, you have to increase the nitrogen use efficiency of landscapes. The other end, you have to have less food waste along the food supply chain. And at the far end, you have to make sure the consumer understands that if they were only to eat to the nutritional requirements for protein, they could decrease, in the Western world, decrease their contribution to nitrogen pollution by about 40%. And so it's a team effort.
And you've been looking at doing a bit of crystal ball gazing about a couple of different scenarios depending on if consumers do take up that idea?
Yes. We've done some scenarios showing that if consumers between now and the year 2050 just slowly got to where they're only eating enough protein just to maintain their healthy body, that you would actually decrease the amount of nitrogen that's needed to grow food, even with a population increase of 2 billion people.
And 40%, that's a huge number.
Yeah, it is a huge number. And it's just because, it's a huge number because people in the Western world overconsume protein by a large amount.